Back to second last on Cassoni, and Thrillings away to Lake Geneva. Kinglake takes up the running from takedown, and Petit Falou caught three deep on the outside of Japanesma and Spill the Beans. A length and a half further back to Bassett around Egyptian Symbol. Counter-attack deeper out from Hellbender, then Stellar Collision from Speed. Cassoni's back towards the inside running rail. One off it as they turn. Kinglake in front from takedown, Japanesma. Bowman rides very confidently from Egyptian Symbol, Spill the Beans. Water out Petit Falou, and then Hellbent making ground on the rails. Japanesma being called upon now. It goes up to join Kinglake. Counter-attacks running on. Cassoni's looking for the run behind them. Japanesma just in front from counter-attack. Japanesma from counter-attack. Japanesma's clinging on. Oh, he switched legs right on the post. I think he got in Japanesma, but counter-attack.
Oh.
Wow.
We're all looking at the same horse here.
I mean, it's great. Japanesma got in on the weight scale here. You know, he would have given the others a lot in a handicap, and he didn't have to. And he's a very good sprinter, but, oh, dear. The filly in the blue colours, Cassoni. They only had to be able to release the brakes on her, and she would have just run straight past them.
Yeah, it was a sad tale for her supporters, wasn't it? But look, this horse does not get the credit he deserves. He's a gelding, and he's just chipped away and won all these races. I reckon this is a terrific race.
Mm. They did walk home in it.
I don't care what they
I know you don't.
You're allowed to go a little bit harder early and walk home. Yeah. Just because they don't sprint home in 33 doesn't mean it's a good race.
Well, anyway. Okay, I'm not arguing with you.
Look at the form of these horses in this race.
I know, they're good horses, but I just think one filly should have won it by about three. So
that's
I think
right.
that,
no, I'm not saying she's not an outstanding filly.
Well, I think she is very good. She's the best looking filly on the race course every time she turns up.
Yeah. No, she's a beauty. Look, one more stride counter-attack. He really appreciated those blinkers back on and the jar out of the track yesterday. Look, there was other great runs in the race. Kinglake is an underrated horse. Like we said, takedown's going enormous. And Gisoni, well, I'm just having a quick chat to John. I think I would have thought maybe a Stradbroke or something may suit her down in the weights, but I think they're thinking go to Hawkesbury and then look after her for the spring. So we'll leave that one.
Probably. She's going to grow into a beautiful mare.
Yeah,
she'll look fantastic.
She'll furnish with another couple of months on her.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of her. I wasn't
along with
on.
Half the population.
Well,
you know?
I wasn't a big fan early on. I saw her at the midweeks and thought, oh, yeah, nice filly, you know, it's a good type. Let's see what it does. But she's
must have been in a bad mood.
She's gone from strength to strength, this filly. But anyway, I'm talking about the wrong horse. She didn't run a place.
Do you think it might eventually go in Group 1 status on such a big day? And we got the field there yesterday.
Yeah.
Do you think this is a potential?
I think potentially, looking at the depth from top to bottom of this page in this race, I thought we got a really, really good field. This horse Speak, first up, look fat. Look out for him, Scone, around Scone.
That was a good effort.
He's a lovely horse.
I'll tell you that, though, the Egyptian Symbol. In the race.
How tough is she?
To my eye, I know that this happens. She's had a fair few runs. She's run very, very well. I just thought in the mounting yard she looked like she'd had a few runs.
She still run well.
She did run well.
She was up three levels there yesterday.
Okay, let's go to the Sapphire Stakes now. This was a rewarding win for Christian Buchanan and Paul King because she'd been trying her hardest to get that Group 2, Group 3 win on the board, Two Blue, and she finally did it yesterday. So this was Christian Buchanan's biggest win, and I'm pretty sure it's Paul King's biggest win since moving over from Perth. Here's the Sapphire.
Outside Vezelay the fence, then Secret Agenda bounding right there, and No More Tears up into six. Followed then by Griante on the inside of I've Got the Looks. Brook Road is next. Followed then by Cradle Me, Sultry Feeling, caught a bit deep. Followed by Bring Me the Maid, Peace Force, and Berry Delicious is the last one. Two Blue, loves to stride along in the lead, shows the way from Ottoman, then Vezelay, Secret Agenda up into fourth. Followed by Bounding, No More Tears, Griante. Further back to Brook Road, I've Got the Looks off the track. Cradle Me in a Pocket from Bring Me the Maid, Sultry Feeling, Very Delicious, and Peace Force is the last one. Around the corner, Two Blue straightens in front of Ottoman and Vezelay, then Secret Agenda, No More Tears, bounding between horses, and Brook Road's making ground on the fence, but Two Blue's going strongly. Two Blue a couple couple in front from Vezelay Secret Agenda, then Brook Road, Griante into the clear. Two Blue, the Wonder Gun down. Two Blue in front from Secret Agenda. Sultry feeling down the outside fence, but Two Blue in front got them beaten in the last. Two Blue goes on to beat Secret Agenda. Brook Road third from Vezelay, Cradle Me, Griante.
Okay, there's Two Blue. Well done to Christian and the Duck. Bowman.
In the red.
Guri colours. Did he stay in shot or is he...
No, he's heading out.
They pan wide.
He's going out for...
He changed whip hands.
The old ambulance track used to be out there. Yeah. He's gone right out there.
I thought that was worth a try. He was going nowhere at the time. I see they chipped him in the stewards report. I don't know.
The track walkers will tell you it's a lot firmer out there.
Oh, yeah.
How much ground you've got to
lose getting out there. But we've got a 9-metre rail next week. I wonder.
Well.
Yeah, but he didn't go out there
around
that corner. He
went those big
fields.
Yeah.
I reckon it'll just be a line to that outside fence if someone sums it up early.
Only we get rain during the week.
Okay.
What a performance by the winner. Like, she's a 7-year-old mare and her second up form is in. She went so well first up and there's a pattern with her to perform second up, and she did it, and she did it with style.
To keep persevering with a mare at that level for that long, you know, that takes some patience, and they've been rewarded.
And it would have been easy to sell her for a bit of money once after that first stakes placing.
Exactly.
Yeah. And well, she's an older mare now, let's cash in.
She should have been a stud 2 years ago.
She's worth a lot more now.
Yeah. Well, here's the Duck. Here's the Duck after pulling up and talking to Bernie.
Really, she's just an honest trying mare. I know she's sort of, you know, rising 8 or rising 9. But, you know, big credit goes to Kristen Buchanan, Brad back at the stables, Miriam, Nick, you know, all the staff. You know, she was unlucky last preparation in quite a few races. She ran a lot of seconds against some good horses, you know. But I said to Kristen this time around, I said, I think she's improved. You know, I said, I think she's in for a lot better prep this time. And it's proven today winning a group 2.
And you rated her beautifully there in front.
Well, you know, it's easy when you're on a good horse. You know, you could put an ordinary horse in the right spot, but it's the end bit that helps, and, you know, if the horse has got the ability, they'll do the job for you.
She's been an amazing mare. It's so great to see it all come off. Paul just rode her an absolute treat then. I can't describe it. Awesome.
Is this your biggest win?
Yes, it's my first group win.
First group win of your career. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
She tries so hard.
She's absolutely fabulous. She's just so tenacious. She's rising 8 this year. You know, she just loves being a racehorse.
It's not like she goes out and has a soft run. She's making all the bullocking work, and so many times she's been run down doing that.
Yes, and if you watch her, she'll run past them again after post. She just has that incredible desire to win, which is what makes her the horse she is.
And what about Pete King? Paul King, he clicks with Two Blue, doesn't he?
He's fabulous. He's been such a huge boost to my stable. His advice and his feedback on the horses, and he just rides her an absolute treat.
He loves to lead the Duck, doesn't he? Remember the day he went out on Love the Beaches and led by 400 metres?
Long memory.
He was the rider of the decade.
Yeah. I tell you what, he's ridden a lot of winners. He's ridden them always.
All right, this could be the story of the day, Miss Rock.
Yeah.
We'll get to Robbie Lang, who explains it after the win, but she's pretty good. Here's the Percy Sykes for the 2-year-old fillies over 1,200 metres.
And the favourite jump brilliantly timed for Roses on the outside, shot out of the gates. Jeannetot and Miss Rock showing speed and prompt response going forward as well as Time for Roses presses on from the outside. Twist Top's a handy fifth, a length and a half further back then to Najmar, who settles well positioned on the rails, and the inside is Soviet Secret. Then Sprite from Emphatically, so Serene, and Palomino's the last one. 7:50 out. Clark's got the favourite in front, Time for Roses, trying to steady the speed. She's a bit keen once being restrained. And Jeannetot goes up a neck away. Prompt response, leaders back, third on the inside of Miss Rock, then Twist Top, Soviet Secret, Emphatically on the outside of Naj Mart, and Sprite, Palomino hugging the rails, and so Serena's last. Around the turn, Time for Rose has been cuddled in the lead from Jeannetot in prompt response. Twist Top's looking for a run towards the inside. Miss Rock and Soviet Secret travels up well to the outside. Time for Rose's prompt response off the fence. Soviet Secret and Miss Rock chiming in, and Miss Rock going through to join Prop Response. Soviet Secret the outside. Miss Rock putting a head in front. Miss Rock just in front from Prop Response, and Miss Rock wins the Percy Sykes from Prop Response. And I'd say Sprite Grab third, just in
Miss Rock, Robbie Lang.
Wow, isn't she? She's a big, big filly, isn't she? And that's a marvellous achievement. She was the first horse off the bit, the first horse chasing, and she was first up on a testing track. You would have thought, okay, she's going to run out of steam here. He's a great horseman, isn't he? Bowman, just watching him in that action, he's pretty to watch. He just keeps these horses balanced and keeps them focused, and he pushes her over the line. Look at her, she's a big girl, and interested to see how far she can go. I don't know about that race. I'm not sure how strong it was. Only time will tell.
I want to say I think it's going to be strong. I know history says it's not going to be strong.
There's not enough history in the race.
Well, it's you know, that's probably true too. But I think, you know, didn't it replace a different race?
He hasn't had enough fun this morning.
No. But I've
done too much homework.
They've run a second outside the race record for that. Okay,
throw them times away.
I don't know if the race record applies to the race that it replaced, but I just think a filly like that, she's 16 hands now. She won a debut on stakes first start in the race. She's come out now, and we'll talk to Robbie about what she has done. And to do that, and I think the Prompt Response will improve. I saw in the mounting out, she looked like there was improvement in it. She will improve. Soviet Secret is a good quality little filly, doing well. Hasn't won a decent one yet, but it's going to win a nice race somewhere. And Sprite, that illiterate form wasn't that bad, because illiterate did come to the
stop being a troublemaker.
No, you're just being a troublemaker.
You are being a troublemaker.
Because I agree with you. I think this form will be okay out of it.
I just said time will tell.
Oh, well, thanks for that, Scoop.
Who rode this thing? Bowman. Let's go to Hugh Bowman and Robbie Lang.
The first run in a race at Caulfield, I remember, and she won at long odds in the springtime, but first up this time in, she wasn't quite at home on this rain-affected ground, but obviously Robbie's got a high opinion of her, and I mean, it's lovely being here at the championships, but we're going around on horses, you know, 4 days a week, 52 weeks of the year, and it's very rare you get to the barriers with the excitement that I got the barriers on this filly today.
And I feel like you're quietly impressed with her.
I am. I think she's a beautiful, imposing-looking filly, and all I can think of is fights 1,000 guineas in the springtime, so keep an eye on her.
Great when a plan comes off.
Yeah, well, at the back end of the carnival, it did look a soft race for the amount of prize money. And a horse with her talent, we thought if we got her here somewhere near right, she'd be very hard to beat. But there was a lot of ifs. She had a shocking injury at Sandown when she was beaten, when she was odds on. Took four of us to get her onto the float to get her home. We knew she'd done something bad behind, and she went down to the Melbourne University where they did scintigraphy, and she'd fractured her pelvis. That's November. So she'd done a remarkable job. She was locked up for 6 weeks at Cas and Drew Morfitt's. She went down to Monomyth and did it 4 weeks on the treadmill. She's been back with me 4 weeks.
I thought it'd be a good story. I didn't know it'd be that good.
Well, just goes to show you, when they've got a big V8 engine and they try, it's a big advantage. Because I'm just a so-so trainer, but when you've got a horse that wants to win and got an engine, there you go.
Do you put her away now?
Yes.
And then aim for the 1,000 guineas?
Oh, she's got 1,000 guineas written all over her.
He's not a so-so trainer. He just called himself a so-so. I'm just a so-so trainer.
He's a good trainer. He's a very good horseman, Robbie Lang.
I don't like helping him out.
Who?
Him. But I've got it.
That would be me.
Have you got the record book?
Yeah.
Have you?
Percy Sykes. We've worked out it was called
the Keith McKay.
Keith McKay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it has got a long history.
No, it's got a long history. But
no, that's just not what you said. You said it had a 1 year history.
Well, yeah, the Percy Sykes has.
Oh. Okay, whatever.
In fact, Max Lee's won this with Flitter.
Well, she's a good man.
Oh, she was good.
Crystal Flute won it.
How long ago was that? What's happened since then?
92. Every Jaloping Streamer won it.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
You're picking out.
Blizzard Lee.
Who?
Bella Corona.
Who?
Strawberry Storm.
Who?
Strawberry Storm.
Katima.
Who?
Emotive.
She was all right.
Ginzano.
I did say it doesn't have much of a history.
Dinky Flyer.
Oh,
there's a blast from the past.
Great race.
Apologies
accepted.
Oh, look.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. Come back.
Speak to your thousand guineas, guys.
Oh, so close. But, you know, we're so happy with the run. It feels like a win for us.
Well, traffic's moving. Go celebrate.
Thanks, Betty.
Get more from the Autumn Carnival with TAB's wide range of sensational racing offers, all designed to give you better value. Find out more at tab.com.au.
And they're off.
TAB, more than just winning.
Harvey Norman, big brand, camera and drone sellout on now. Action cameras from just $45. Compact cameras from only $68. Digital video cameras from only $248. Digital SLRs from a red-hot $397. Parrot mini drones from just $98. Parrot Bebop drone, $598, save $150. Parrot Bebop drone with sky controller, $998, save $150. Big brand, camera and drone sellout on now at Harvey Norman. Do not miss out.
Racing, here from the track, like you've never seen it before. Australian Racing Live, the first time in HD.
Picking a winner has never been so clear.
Here we go! Boom!
Vision, fit for the sport of kings.
The thrills, the thunder, the HD experience.
Only on Foxtel, channel 521.
Okay, let's go to race number two, South Pacific Classic here, won by Handfast. We'll pick up the replay. And Santa Ana Lane begins well, Handfast. Barrier one.
The start. It's going to settle a clear last. Shandana being snagged back. And King's Troop won the start. Kimberly Star, Mawahib on the speed. Look to the stars going forward. Suspense is right there, followed by Santa Ana Lane, then Serene Majesty, Dark Steel. Further back to Craigley Wandu, Sonic Swish improving. Shandana is making ground towards the running rail from Dixie Chicks. Puritan being snagged back. And Tulsa is the last one as King's Troop takes up the gallop. Out by a length and a half to Mawahib and Kimberly Stars landed the box seat third, then Look to the Stars from Suspense, Handfast, further back to Santa Ana Lane, a length and a half to Serene Majesty from Dark Steel, Sonic Swish, Craigley Wandu, Shandana's hugging the rails, Dixie Chick getting to the outside, Tulsa second last and Puritan sees them all. On the turn in King's Troopers, just the leader from Mawahib and Look to the Stars, Kimberly Star in fourth, Suspense behind them, and Santa Ana Lane's wheezing to the outside into the straight now, Kimberly Stars pushing off the fence, giving chase to King's Troop, Santa Ana Lane the outside, then Handfast making ground towards the rails. It's King's Troop being tackled by Santa Ana Lane. Forget about Kimberly Star. Handfast is driving through the center. Santa Ana Lane hits the lead. Handfast, the only danger, went straight past it. Handfast draws away. Handfast beats Santa Ana Lane, and third, maybe Serene Majesty in a four-way go.
It was home Santa Ana Lane when it sprinted to them.
Yeah, he just peaked at the 100-metre mark. Oh, look, he might be suspect at 1,400 metres. He's had a run at it before and didn't win. But, look, who knows? I don't think he stopped so much as just didn't go any faster because the rest of the field didn't really make a lot of ground on the first two either. All credit to the horse that did win it, though, Handfast. He had a lovely rails run. He got the rails split there. He had, you know, it all worked out perfectly for him. But over the last 100 metres, he was able to put a little space in Santa Ana Lane. And he'd been up over, he'd won over 1,600 metres, I think, before. And, you know, I think that counted.
That was the difference. Mm. The winner was back from a mile and he had his blinkers on, which really helped him. And the second horse had one very soft run at 1,200 where he was just dragged back
and they went and slowly. And
the second horse was exposed there, and the winner snuck up on him.
Yeah.
There's still a chance he might be a run on 1,200 metre horse in LA, but he's only second up there, and don't know if there's anything in the immediate future, or he's thinking in Brisbane. I don't know,
but
he's carrying good condition.
Yeah, he was, and he will improve with the run, I thought, too. Craigley Wandu,
was
from Queensland. That was a good run, wasn't it?
Great run.
What has he had? He's had about 27 starts and 11 wins. He's a 3-year-old.
I know.
He's a beauty.
He's a good, tough horse. Puritan and Dark Steel, they were disappointing in the race there. I thought, I don't know if they pulled up with excuses, but I thought they might be better than that.
Shandana's the one for me. She's a filly by High Chaparral, first run, back from a spell. I know she was beaten 5 lengths. Chris is probably, from what I'm hearing, thinks she's a Queensland Oaks filly. I think she is too.
Okay, here's James McDonald.
Yeah, lovely horse. I tell you what, all the credit goes to Johnny. Whacked the hood on it this time. He got beaten in a poor race last start, and probably people were thinking, what's he doing in this race? But John obviously had a good opinion of his work and put him in this race, and he delivered very stylishly.
We saw him in Queensland last year, but boy, he's really grown and furnished into a nice horse now.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, one of our very good mates rode him, Timmy Bell, so it's good he's saluted on such a big day and for him to be a part of it.
Probably the blinkers too, Greg, but the other day he drew off the track and had a little bit of work early against the older horses, so we're a little bit forgiving of him. It'll give us the opportunity to put the hood on him today back in trip, and you know, I think barriers are very important here today, and he got the right barrier.
Okay, and let's move on to our final race we have to show you this morning. This is the first race of the day. We'll go right back to the Fernhill. Only a small field, 2-year-olds getting to a mile. And it was a good start of the day James Cummings. And here's the replay of the Fernhill.
Then bring me the bling. Hutcho intends to go forward. He's caught a little bit deep. In fact, he's 4 wide in the early part. Lasquetti Spirit's really being scrubbed up to take advantage of those staying off the fence and dropping back to last is Reinforced. Well, Lasquetti Spirit has pinched plenty of ground there. Get right underneath him to hit the lead from Crown Him, and Prized Icon is slowly mustering on the outside, and now Prized Icon sits outside Lasquetti Spirit. Crown Him, after the good start, is put back on the bridle in third from Bring Me the Bling. A length and a half to Gravitate, 2 further back to Hutcho, and Reinforced is being very quietly ridden by Blake Shin at the rear of the field. So Lasquetti Spirit makes the running at the 800 metres by a length and a half on the favourite Prized Icon, then Bring Me the Bling on the inside of Crown Him. Hutcho taking closer order. It starts its run coming to the turn. Reinforced gets onto its back, and Gravitate's been shuffled back to last. 600 metres to run. Lasquetti Spirit in front from Prized Icon, and Hutcho is being slapped along by Dwayne Dunn, trying to keep up with the leaders on the turn. Then Bring Me the Bling from Crown Him. Further back to Reinforced, and Gravitate is still last. Prized Icon travels, certainly better than Lasquetti Spirit, and Prized Icon races to the lead from Crown Him, Bring Me the Bling, and now Reinforced is starting to pick up ground on the outside. Prized Icon a length and a half clear from Crown Him, going to second. Reinforced is just whacking away, but Prized Icon's clear, and he's going to break through today. Prized Icon, a big win in fact from Crown Him, and Lasquetti Spear on the rails kicked on solidly for third in front of.
Can I just tell you a little secret, folks listening at home? Ronnie Duffy rode in this race one year and slaughtered one.
Should have won by panels.
Oh, remember Lonely Nights? Remember it?
Oh, it was Sound Horizon.
Sound Horizon beat you, but it wasn't one of your best.
I remember. I don't think John Morris wasn't very happy with me that day. He put me on to get the price because he knew I was just completely disregarded the mark.
There was a reason for that.
He was 100% correct. He got his price, but he didn't get the result.
Oh, no. I'm not sure. Look, I'm not going to stick my neck out about this race. There was only one horse in the race.
It's a great race.
That previously won a race. They were all maidens, but Prized Icon did a good. It was good training on behalf of James there. He put the blinkers back on. Obviously the horse had them on because they were back on yesterday, and it was just the right move. They put him in the right spot up on the pace there in a race that didn't have a lot of depth as far as winners were concerned. So I thought it was good training.
Let's hear from the trainer and the jock. Here's Hugh and James.
Brent Navdala Chandana.
Brent Super, first up run. I think she's a high quality filly in time.
Mark Zara, suspense.
Look, we had to wait for the run. They probably got first run at it, but it's a bit weak to the line.
They were the beaten jockeys from the previous race, but we'll pick up James Cummings and also Hugh Bowman. I think we've got it right now. It was a good start to the day for James. And Hughie, who went on with the job.
Yes, Hugh, it's always nice to win the first, as you mentioned, when you're on the odds-on favourite. Was never in doubt.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that. Look, he's a horse that we've always had a nice opinion of. We don't think he's top class. And, you know, that's an attribute of James. He's a young trainer and he hasn't tried to go to the top pickings with him. He's gone to the second tier racing and he's come off second in the Balio and he's won today. But, look, he's still learning. Although he's physically there, he's mentally not. That's why the blinkers have been on and off and back on again. But, look, I had my own way up the front there and he'd been targeted at the race and good training performance.
Been very satisfying working with this colt. You know, he's the first horse I've set for a breeder's plate. He ran terrific that day, but he had 1,400 a mile ridden all over him from day one. And, you know, we only nominated about a dozen horses for the slipper, and, you know, this is one of the few two-year-old yearlings that we not really identified was going to be a really good two-year-old. And it's great to kick a goal like that against some of the best two-year-old trainers in the country that I'm training alongside. And, you know, it's let me tell you, it's very satisfying and very good for the farm, too. For Gorey to from a really good family that prize icon is from. You know, he's got up, he's another stakes winning colt for them, and you know, look, I don't quite know how far this horse might go next season, but he's a Fernhill handicap winner. Some very good horses have won at Deer Demi's, won it in the past, and my grandfather he showed me how to win one a few years ago with Kuta Kalari. So, you know, very satisfying win, and a great one for the stable to show what we can do with a 2 year old.
It has been a good race. There was the year that you slaughtered one. that was a big 5 years. Handy Proverbs, Santa Horizon, Bozair, Marimbula Bay.
You know? In the old days, this used to be the race that 2 year olds could stamp themselves for their 3 year old year.
You probably don't see 2 year olds get out to a mile as regularly as you did back in them days. Hold them back a little.
Some of these will go around perhaps next week.
Yeah, probably.
In the champagne?
Maybe. It's going to be much, much stronger, though, isn't it, with Yankee Rose? Okay, quick break. We'll come back and wrap things up.
We hope you are currently enjoying the programming, which is simulcast on Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. For more information, please visit skyracing.tv and click on the program tab. 4X Gold Hawkesbury Standalone Saturday will be huge with three group races and over $1 million in prize money. Be trackside when Hawkesbury Race Club hosts Sydney's only race meeting Saturday, April 30, with live entertainment giveaways and $10,000 money booth cash grab. It's a day you won't want to miss. Hawkesbury is right at Clarendon Station, and entry is free for children, pensioners and members of Blacktown Workers, Panthers, Richmond Club and TAB Rewards. Major races, major prizes, major fun at Hawkesbury Standalone Saturday.
Today. Any pre-race
nerves? Yeah, well, it's a big one, but our preparation has been great.
We've been set for this, Bernie. We're going to give it a good crack.
Oh, traffic's moving. I won't hold you up any longer.
Thanks, Bernie.
Woo! TAB is making the big races even bigger this autumn with special prices on feature races throughout the autumn carnival. Find out more at tab.com.au.
And they're off!
TAB, more than just winning.
John's Gorse here on behalf of the Canberra Racing Club. With over 30 years racing experience, I'll be bringing my best bets for every race this year in Canberra. Visit canberracing.com.au and make your selections today.
Welcome back. Great effort by you to come down this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's almost as big an effort as the horse.
Thanks for providing a car.
Our pleasure.
You're not getting it home. I've got to drop you off at the station.
Fair enough. You've used up now.
Yeah. You better be quick. The 11:13 Central leaves very soon.
Is it all stations?
Oh, no. You've got to get off at Morrisset for a bus home.
He's come.
The line of Fassie burns down.
He's come a long way. I give him his first city winner. He used to train me $25 a day in the old days. Things have changed.
Things have changed. You've been a stable stalwart. He's been good, hasn't he?
Yeah. My word, he has.
Has he asked for a discount?
He's always had one.
Of course he has.
All right, so you're taking any horses to Queensland? Lucia Valentina's going for the Durman Cup, isn't she?
She was, but she's...
Not now?
She's got a reprieve and she's got another season. La Romaine had a freshen up, and we might aim towards the Stradbroke. If he comes up all right, we'll give him one run before.
When you say she's getting another season, was she going to stud this season?
Oh, it was strongly talked about. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you've had a good carnival. If you forget about Lou Romain, well, it feels like that was ages ago. But he's won a round with Guineas. Good carnival.
Has been. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks, Ronnie.
See ya. Next week.
Is that it?
We've got next week to go. Yeah, it's not championships.
I'm just saying goodbye for the day. I expect to see you again.
I thought you were saying...
Well, no, okay. I'm expecting to see you again.
I'm going to be here next week.
You've rattled his cage today.
I'm rattling his cage. I'm going to go and study all these sectional times.
he gets found out once and he turns dirty.
I haven't been found out yet.
Keep Mackay.
I've had enough.
All right.
Thank you.
See
goodbye.
See, I didn't even get a goodbye.
On Monday, we'll wrap up the final round of the Masters. We'll look back at round 6 of the NRL and we'll chat with Corey Parker and we'll get all of your heroes and villains. All that and more Monday morning 5:30 on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Discover gold with a yearling from the Inglis Vobis Gold Yearling Sale. Featuring over 300 lots, most being Super Vobis qualified, eligible to share in $20 million in bonuses. April 17 and 18 at Oaklands, Melbourne. Go to inglis.com.au.
USG Boral is a building materials manufacturer that offers more than just ceilings and plasterboard. We deliver innovations designed to help you build better. From creating the very first plasterboard to developing the lightest 10mm and 13mm plasterboard produced in Australia with SAG-defined strength, our legacy dates back more than a century. And with every project you do, USG Boral will be there with the products and advice you need. Proud supporter of a job well done. Learn more at usgboral.com.
At Bingley, purchase a selected Paloma gas heater and get up to a $150 Bingley card on the spot to spend store-wide. Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for full details. Offer ends April 30.
Send Sky Sports Radio a message by email. Any person, any program, any matter. One email address will find us all. Go to skysportsradio.com.au, click feedback and follow the prompts. It's that easy.
Today's racing is brought to you by Tap on Your Mobile. More racing vision than any other app. Download today.
Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Good morning.
Good morning. In Rose Hill, we've got very heavy traffic. James Ruth Drive southbound from Victoria Road and northbound from Parramatta Road up to Rose Hill Gardens. The Pacific Highway is building northbound from Gordon to Pymble. Pennant Hills Road is patchy both ways between Beecroft Road and the Communara Parkway.